A big thank you for the invitation down this morning. Thank you for the minister's words of introduction. And thank you for the session, for permitting me to be here. And also a big word of thanks to Tommy and to Pearl Laverty for all that they do for us, looking after our interests here with regards to the work of the Belfast City Mission. Here in Brookside, a big thank you, and for all who are involved at all in any way in your prayerful and indeed your practical support, we give you thanks, and we pray that the Lord may bless you for blessing us in the work of the Belfast City Mission. It's also good to have on board, as you well know, Stanley and Ella. They have joined us recently, and we pray that the Lord may bless them as they labour for us. As you know, Stanley is working up there in the city centre along with Willie Cohen, and I'll be saying something about that later on. But they're a great asset to us, especially Stanley there, who's with us a short time, and he's beginning to have reservations of joining the mission, I think, because when we're out and about and around the dinner table there, and the banter's great, the crack's going well, he's beginning to wonder about some of us boys, whether he should have joined us or not. But I think he's enjoying his time. Some of the older men have said, you think that boy had been with us for donkey's years? He's settled in so well. So we pray God's blessing on Stanley and Ella in the days that lie before them. I would just like to leave with you a little word of challenge and then refresh you with regards to what's going on at the present time. First of all, I've read those tremendous verses found in 2 Timothy and chapter 3. Paul, the Apostle Paul, who is nearing the end of his ministry, who is a very mature believer, who's been around a few corners, and he's passing on words of advice through the Holy Spirit to young Timothy. And he reminds him about the last days, and remember 2,000 years ago, he was calling them the last days, so we can really say these are the last of the last days that we find ourselves in today. And the world in his day, I believe, was no worse than it is today. Men have maybe found new ways to enjoy sin. But man is man. Man is depraved. He always has been, and he always will be, unless God intervenes in his life by the power of God the Holy Spirit and through the Word of God that brings him or her to repentance and faith. The gospel is the message that we proclaim in church and in Mission Hall and on the streets of Belfast. John Calvin says this: the gospel is an anvil which has broken many a hammer and will break many hammers yet. There are hard nuts out there, not only around the Ballymena area, but also in Belfast. Before I was called into the work of the Belfast City Mission, I worked in two places. One was Mackey's, the textile company, and then Short Brothers in Harland, the aircraft factory, where I was an airframe fitter. And boy, you meet some characters in Belfast. And this guy that I came across, I'll not tell you his second name in case he would have any connections down here, but I wouldn't think so, but his name was Tommy. Tommy was a hard nut. Tommy was a man who had never grew up. Do you know those types of fellas? Never matured. He loved Elvis Presley. Tommy was now in his 50s, and he still dyed his hair black, still had the quiff, the black shirt, and the tight trousers, and he went about shorts with the sleeves rolled up with the tattoos. Elvis mod. And remember, there was a lot of us who used to go to a wee Bible class at lunch times, and Tommy used to love a bit of a yarn with us, and he used to wind us up. He says, you know, you lads are missing out in life. He says, you know, when I die, they're going to put me down a hole, and I'm going to be buried like a dog, and that's me finished. I'll be totally annihilated. I don't know what you fellas are thinking about. Well, Tommy was invited to a little mission hall in a wee place called Colocky, just outside Mullaghlin. It's a little small hall where you couldn't swing a cat in it. But one Sunday night he was invited along, and hard man Tommy was saved by the grace of God. And there was a big change in his life. A massive change. And I remember this day he came to us and he said, you know, fellas, that old baloney I used to tell you is about being put down a hole like a dog and buried. He says, that's exactly what it was, a lot of baloney. For he says, I used to go to bed at night quaking and trembling because I knew I would face the wrath of a God who is a God of holiness, a God of judgment. And I used to tremble just like Felix. And it was all a facade, it was all a veneer, it was all a front, trying to be a macho man. But inside I was like a frightened child. And the gospel, like an anvil, broke hard man Tommy's heart. And it's broken many since. You see, friends, the gospel, not only to city missionaries, but to you in the pew as individuals, the gospel, first and foremost, is our obligation. It's not optional. It's obligatory. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. From pulpit, from pavement, across the hedge, in the local shop, to the guy across the desk or in the workplace or in the field. It's our obligation to preach, to gossip the gospel. Our motivation is this. For though I preach the gospel, says Paul, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, he says, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. And that should motivate us to preach God's word. For if we don't, we are being disobedient to God and to his word. Our obligation is to preach. Our motivation is, woe is me if I don't preach. Our presentation of the gospel is Christ. Is Christ. I think it was Charles Haddon Spurgeon who said, speaking about the gospel, speaking about the Bible, that the gospel is the golden chariot in which Jesus rides. And friends, if we look carefully enough and closely enough from Genesis to Revelation, the Lord Jesus is Christocentric. He's in the middle of Scripture. Listen to some Scriptures. Listen to Luke, who says, then Philip went down unto Samaria and preached Christ unto them. Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same Scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Again in Acts 9:20, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he's the Son of God. Acts 10:36, the word that God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. And the Apostle Paul, for we preach Christ crucified. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. And ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. Our presentation of the gospel should be Christocentric. Of course, we can speak on many topics. We can speak in many books. We can do character studies. But friends, at the end of the day, we ought not to fail or miss the mark when we talk to people, speak to them of Christ. And lastly, the gospel's propagation. Those words of the prophet Isaiah, so shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. We ought to be propagators of the gospel, the seed of the gospel, every day, at every opportunity. Now, we can't all maybe stand and speak to people one-to-one on the doorstep. We maybe cannot get behind a lectern and preach a sermon or stand in the street in an open air. But we can, as I've already said, gossip the gospel. When the opportunity arises and sharing our faith with others of our family circles, and I know that's difficult. But propagating the gospel, sowing the seed, casting our bread upon the waters. Let me finish with the words of C.H. Spurgeon again. He says, I bless my Lord and Master that he has given me a gospel which I can take to dead sinners. A gospel which is available for the vilest of the vile. It doesn't matter who we are. It doesn't matter what we are, who we are, what we are, where we've been, what we've said, what we've done. It doesn't matter. You think of Rabbi Nicodemus. A man who was theologically astute, a ruler of the Jews, a teacher of the Torah. What a man, what a thoroughbred, what a Hebrew. And Jesus Christ looked at him eye to eye and said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. You see, we can be steeped up to our necks in religion and denomination and education and confirmation. In reformation, trying to reform ourselves, but it's only through the work of regeneration that we can come to Christ. What a gospel we have to preach in the ranks of the Belfast City Mission. First of all, let me mention some particular details that maybe you could pray for. City Centre Outreach. I've already said Willie Cowan and now Stanley are working up there in the part of the city in Shaftesbury Square, Dublin Road, around that area. Talking to people from all over the globe. Stanley and Willie had some guys around the glorious mountains of Mourne there just the other Monday in a minibus. And then, you know, it reads like an international football team from all different arts and parts of the world. Sudan, Iran, Somalia, Portugal, Eritrea, Hungary, Colombia, Guinea, Turkey, Kuwait. There's even a fella from Mahogal and a fella from Belfast. And there they were up the moors enjoying themselves, building bridges with these fellas. Many of them belong to the Muslim faith. Building bridges with them, sharing with them. Now some of them are having Bible classes in the little cafe. In the last few weeks, some of them have come to faith in Jesus Christ. Praise God for that. Continue to remember the work of the City Centre Outreach. Teaching these guys and girls English so that they may be able to understand the Word of God. There's a girl you could pray for. Her name is Fatima. Well, he showed me the other day a Somalian Bible. My goodness, I looked at it. I don't know how they read it. But pray as they read the Word of God in their mother tongue that the Spirit of God will do the work. Remember the Thursday lunchtime service held in the Reformed Presbyterian Church facing the cafe. 1 o'clock, be about 20 past one. As people come in and hear the Word of God preached that they may come to Christ. Friday evening. A lot of these guys head up to South Belfast off the Armour Road and Kimberley Street Mission Hall. What are they doing? Willie Cowan is teaching them self-defense. Now, you're looking at Willie, you wouldn't like to tackle him on a dark night, would you? But he's teaching these guys, again, just building bridges with, and they love it. They absolutely love it. And there's this great rapport between the fellas and the men. You know what they call these guys down in the city centre? The Christmas people. Go down to the Christmas people. They'll help you out. And they help them out also, not only in spiritual matters, but social matters. Like benefits. Like immigration issues. Putting them in touch with solicitors and so on. And housing. Pray for the work that they're doing. Pray for the cafe. I was in the other day there and was absolutely jam-packed with people. People who just drop in. We have some regulars as well. They have it transformed up the stairs now. A little computer, people can work the computer. There's also a little quiet room where they can have private devotions together, Bible studies together. City Centre outreach also entails open air work around Corn Market as we preach the gospel and give out gospel literature. It's great. I'm sure our photographs are all over the world now. The tourists stop. They've never seen the like of us all standing together. All of us are ugly mugs singing there in Corn Market, like Rogue's Gallery. Japanese and American, they're all taking photographs and listening to the gospel, and the men mingle among them and give out gospel literature. Pray for the City Centre outreach. Pray for visitation of our districts. The old door-to-door evangelism. I know some people say it's old hat, it's old-fashioned. People used to say to me, do something different. Well, friends, let me ask you a question. People aren't queuing up to get into church anymore or mission hall. God is saying to us, not standing at our church doors and shout, come and get it, but to go and give it. And our men, as they knock doors, preaching, as it were, not from a platform or a pulpit, but preaching from the pavement, as they speak to people and get to know them, not going at them like a bull at a gate, but speaking to them about their family and the hobbies that they have and just different things about their family circles, and getting inroads into their house and getting them along into the mission hall, that they might hear the gospel, that they might come to Christ. It's not an easy work. I never found it easy. I still don't find it easy. But we are compelled to do it. To go into the highways and the byways and compel them to come in. But we not only visit areas within the confines of Belfast boundaries, but we visit in rural settings. Yes, we help other Presbyterian churches out. Recently there, we're up on the Donegal Road in Richview, around the village area, helping out at the Dr. Reverend Robin Greer, around that village district. I remember that morning, it was absolutely lashing with rain. But there we got some good contacts, and pray for those. We've been recently down in the village of Donaclony, the whole staff, knocking doors around the village, inviting the folks along to the church, folks in that haven't been in for donkey's years. Recently, we have been down in Analong for the Reverend Stuart Finlay. They had a mission there recently, and the whole team again were down and covered the area of Analong. God willing, on the 9th of November, you maybe remember it in your prayers, Monday the 9th, we're heading off to Kilkeel. George Lunn and I are doing a week's mission down there for the Reverend William Bingham. Again, the whole staff's gone down on the Monday morning to do the built-up area around Kilkeel. The church have already done the outlying areas. Pray for that. Pray for the mission. Pray for a mission coming off, God willing, in the month of March next year in King's Mills, Jarrett's Pass, where the Reverend Frank Gibson is the minister, and I'm responsible for that mission. Do pray that God might move in a mighty way as the gospel is preached in simplicity, that souls will come to Christ. City Centre outreach, visitation, missions. What about our mission halls? Our mission halls are hubs of activity. Let me name some things that are going on. The list is endless. This isn't exhaustive by any means. You well know that the City Mission is not a church. We are a mission outreach. We are an arm of our Presbyterian church. We don't have a Sunday morning service. But we do have Sunday schools in the afternoon, youth clubs, homework clubs for kids after school. There's a music club in Island Street Hall on a Wednesday night. Billy McCulloch, I maybe told you this before, Billy McCulloch couldn't get young fellas into the hall at all. So there was a guy he knew, a Christian fella from the Shankill Road, who used to be in a band, but before he was a Christian, great guitarist. His name's Albert. Let me tell you, Albert could play anything. He plays banjos, he plays guitars, he can play the boron and tin whistles. He's an expert. And they sent leaflets round. The last time I was down, there was about 35 young men and older men on a Wednesday night on Island Street, all banging away at the guitars and the borons. I'm sure if the UDA walked past, they'd wonder what was going on in there. But again, it's bridge building. Have fellowship together around tea, and some of these guys have come to faith in Christ. Some of them are coming on a Sunday night to the gospel service. BBs, GBs, diners clubs, leisure time for the unemployed in Glencairn, in the afternoons, gospel meetings, prayer meetings, district outreach, hospital visitation, nursing homes, prisons. The list is endless. The missionaries are busy. Pray for our health and strength. Pray for our families. Pray for the staff. We're having a spate of retirements at this present time. One just retired last Sunday night, Mr. Earl McCrory from Kilburn Street Mission Hall, who served the Lord in the mission for 38 years. There's another retirement in February. There's another one in June. There's another one in May. And there's another one the following year. And we have been praying for that the Lord might raise up young men with fire in their belly, full of the Spirit and full of faith, that they may apply to the mission. And they have. Praise God. And two have been appointed just recently there. And another two for interview in the month of November. Praise God for his provision. Not only for money, but for manpower. And do pray for our brother Adrian Adger. You know Big Adrian. You're either Big or Wee in Belfast, you know. If you're in between, you're a nobody. I'm Bobby Brown. I'm Wee Bobby Brown. He's Big Adrian Adger. And Adrian's joined Mission Africa, and we pray the Lord's blessing on him. And do pray as a new missionary goes into Fairview Road, where Adrian has left, that the Lord may continue to bless that work there. Remember Leslie Reed, who worked along with Adrian, who's gone to Latin Link. Do pray for men who will be interviewed shortly, that myself and the board may be given wisdom and discernment, that these are men called by God to take up the task of the preaching of the gospel of grace. Some quick prayer requests. Pray for those missions soon to take place. Pray for the Christmas outreach. It's absolutely frantic, but I love it. To be quite honest, as the toys come in from across the province and they're brought up to Glencairn, and we sort them out and give them out, it's a tremendous time of the year, a time of excitement. You know, I'm like a wee fella about 5 years of age waiting for Daddy Christmas coming up to Christmas. I love the outreach at Christmas up in the Glencairn Hall. Remember the new staff as they come on board that they might settle in. Remember Hilary Marshall, Tom's wife, still awaiting that kidney transplant. Remember George Lunn, one of our missionaries in Glencairn, his son Noel, who's a cancerous lump and waiting for treatment. Remember continuing finances. Now, even with regards our money, a lot of our money being still held with the Presbyterian Mutual Society, and I'm sure you as a church and maybe individuals, you're in the same boat. But I can honestly say that the Lord has met our need in a marvelous way over this past financial year. Praise God for all those souls. Some of our men are very coy to stand up on a Friday morning and stand up and say that a dear wee woman came to Christ or another gentleman came to Christ. They don't want the other fellows thinking that they're doing a bit of bumming or blowing their own trumpet. But you know, the men fill in blue sheets, monthly blue sheets. One side's the finances, the collections they bring. The other side in is reports, and it thrills my heart to read of dear ones who have come to faith in Jesus Christ. And praise God how he's provided for us materially and spiritually, and for these new converts that they may continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you too, as I conclude, again for your prayerful and your practical support. We're going to conclude our service this morning by singing the hymn 683. 683. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. There's some magazines and some little prayer requests at the back. If you want to take one on the way out, please feel free.